The Disability Report with Karen Key.
Well, Stuart Hawley was born in 1997 and, due to complications at birth, was diagnosed with cerebral palsy. Stuart has spastic quadriplegic cerebral palsy, as well as microcephaly and epilepsy with episodes of myoclonic jerks, which has left him completely dependent on others and requiring around-the-clock care. His parents, Robert and Carrie, founded the Imagine Charity. The name of the charity, which I just love this, it comes from the fact that Stuart's favourite song is John Lennon's Imagine. Carrie, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening. Thank you.
So I've given a brief introduction as to where we're going with this, but can you just give me a little bit of your personal insight into Stuart's journey? Because he's 15 years old now. And can I just ask you, have you got your radio on very close by to you?
No.
Oh, because I'm getting a bit of a feedback from that. But Stuart, as I mentioned, now is 15 years old and by all accounts a very happy young man. And but he does take a lot of attention and he needs a lot of work to make him happy all the time.
Yes, he's generally a very, very happy child, never complains really about anything. He's got quite a routine going on for himself, goes to school every day, trying to lead as normal a life as possible. But he is completely dependent on others for his care, so really unable to do anything for himself. And he's lived in the UK with his mom at the moment. He's actually 17 going on 18.
Oh, is he 17? Oh, sorry. I was looking at the information on the website, sort of 15.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. I think it's been a long, interesting journey, but definitely a very motivating one in my personal experience. Of course, unbeknown to him, he's taught a lot of us to respect the work of those who support the families of children like him and to understand a little more of the difficulties that they face. And obviously through Imagine Charity, also touching many other lives in the bigger scheme of things to do with cerebral palsy.
So just for those, I did mention basically what Stuart was diagnosed with, but for people who don't fully understand the condition, would you just want to explain exactly what cerebral palsy is?
Yes, basically it's considered to be the single largest cause of childhood disability worldwide. And the general term indicates a physical disability caused by damage to or the failure to develop of an area of the brain before the brain is damaged. A lot of the time occurring during birth or early childhood. And it affects the control of the brain over the functioning of the body. So very different forms. No two children are ever precisely alike because obviously you can't really determine which part of the brain exactly is damaged and it's never the same in two people. And that's basically what it is, but many different types of it, complicated to diagnose exactly which type it is, which unfortunately, in South Africa, makes it quite difficult to get the accurate numbers of how many children really are at birth suffering from cerebral palsy, because a lot of them are just never diagnosed properly.
I was reading something on your website that said that in the first few months, Stuart was you thought he was a completely normal child, but as the months passed, it then became apparent that this was not the case.
Yes, it was actually a very difficult birth, and he spent a week stay in the intensive care unit, and then everything appeared to be fine, but, at 4 months old, it was noticeable that there was something wrong, and when he went into the test, he was diagnosed with cerebral palsy with spastic quadriplegia, which was due to oxygen starvation at birth. And I think, it's quite difficult to diagnose that kind of condition very early because if it's not obvious, you just wait for the normal development stages of a child and realize that the child's not developing the way they should have. And that's basically what happened to him as an infant.
How difficult are those first few months, though, Carrie? Because as you said, it's difficult to diagnose. I'm sure there are possibly parents out there listening to this thinking, well, it's like banging my head against a wall and nobody will listen to me. And, I always say mothers know it best. And if you want to know what is wrong with a child, ask the mother. But sometimes the medical profession isn't quite prepared to do that and sort of take you round and round the mulberry bush for a while.
Yes. I must say, I didn't personally have the experience because Stuart is my stepson, so he was with his mum and his dad at the time. So I wasn't really there, but, from hearing the stories, it was obviously a difficult road, something, nobody can really be prepared for. Even when he's diagnosed, there was no way of really knowing what was in store for them. Luckily, he's one of the cases where he really is a happy child. A lot of children that are diagnosed tend to be much more aggravated and, you know, throw tantrums and tempers. And he's quite an easy child to be around. Although he needs everything to be done, you know, for him, it's quite high care, but not difficult in terms of unpleasant. So I would imagine, you know, as a mother myself as well, that it would be quite a challenge to go through, and it would take its toll. And that's one of the reasons that we've really looked into the long-term goals of what Imagine wants to do, you know, setting up a school and respite care facility, because I have seen through my own experiences with him when his mum was quite ill 2 years ago, and Stuart had to come out and live with us for 6 months. And we just found that the support in terms of respite care and schools, you know, for children living with cerebral palsy is just so few and far between and so unaffordable in this country, unfortunately. And it's really a huge need for it, which is why, you know, that is our dream, to actually create more of those facilities to people that really need them.
So when was the Imagine charity founded, Kerry?
In 2012, officially in 2013. Stuart is really the inspiration behind the charity. Obviously, he has cerebral palsy, and that's why that's the chosen area that we look at. When my husband and I got married, we you know, everyone wanted to do a gift registry, and we said, no, you know, let everybody just donate funds, and we'll donate it to a charity that does something to do with cerebral palsy, because we couldn't bring Stuart out here to be with us for the wedding. It was just not practical. And after the wedding, and we got the money together and all of that, we decided that we wanted to do something bigger, you know, not just donate the money. We want to be more involved on an ongoing basis and do more and more and more, because there just isn't enough being done. And that's when we looked at setting up the charity. And then when Stuart came to live with us, it was even more apparent where the needs really, really, really were in this country. And that was the inspiration behind Imagine, you know, and really to do something that was inspired by him, but also really something that there is a huge need for.
Now, this apparently is Stuart's favorite song, Imagine. Is that still the case?
Well, the last time he was here out with us, he was just, you know, he like tries to sing along with it. It's quite a strange song for someone like
him. It is.
It's not exactly, you know, banging music and lots of rhythm, but he absolutely loves it. His whole face lights up, and he can almost sing along to it. You know, he makes sound like the tune. So, it's quite a special name to us.
Well, besides the song, I mean, the word itself, I mean, there's so much that you just say the word imagine and you can think of all the things that you could be imagining. You know, it's a very provocative word.
Absolutely. And I think that's also been, you know, a lot of it has been done around the name in terms of the fundraising we've done. And we've always looked at very imaginative ways of and events that we've done to find different ways to get people involved, to raise money, to help others. We always try and do things out of the box, goes back to the name of the charity.
So what sort of things do you do?
Well, so far we've, the out of the ordinary things would be our very exciting duck race that we had last year, something that's done many times before in South Africa, in fact, never that I've heard of, quite well known internationally from my research, I see, but basically we did it in aid of raising funds for the 94.7 Cycle Challenge last year. And it was hugely successful, something we will definitely look at doing again. And basically what it involves is racing ducks, not real ducks, little rubber ducks, you know, the ones you use in your kids' bath.
Yes.
So everybody pays an amount to enter their duck into the race. We raced them across the dam, and there were prizes. It was a day of fun. You know, the kids paid to decorate their ducks. We had corporate entries into the race. It was really a fun family day. This is one of the different things we've done. Something else is a day called Funky Flip Flop Friday.
Yes, I've heard of that.
Something we're doing at one of the schools, which we've done now for 2 years, where we dedicate a Friday incorporated with their gala day, where everyone wears funky flip flops to school. And, you know, we give a talk at the assembly educating the children about what cerebral palsy is and, you know, just giving them a little very basic information of the kind of things that they're doing to help, you know, people that are living with cerebral palsy. And also try and turn it into a fun day, you know, get the kids involved and that kind of thing. That's also been quite exciting for us, because it really helps to get children educated from a younger age and aware of these kinds of things.
The one thing I did notice on your website, though, was the fact that you say get to know the individual, because you're very strong on there by saying that not everybody is the same, you know, and you just need to get to know the person.
Absolutely, definitely. You know, recently we had twin brothers, right, for us in the August. It's the first time that because in the recent months and actually through their inspiration, we have tried to get more people that actually have cerebral palsy to work with us. You know, like they cycled for us in the August, which was really a great thing for us to have them really involved. And for the Momentum 94.7 Cycle Challenge, we actually employed people from a cerebral palsy home in Johannesburg to come to our offices for a day just to do simple things, you know, to help us fold the goodie bags, to sort out the shirt sizes, things that they were capable of. But for them, it was like, they haven't stopped talking about it. It was like a day at the office that they never get to normally experience.
That's so sweet.
So, you know, it's those kinds of different things that, you know, that's really common, that we continuously trying to do different things to touch lives, you know, in ways that are simple. It doesn't cost an arm and a leg, but time is something that, you know, is really so valuable to so many people.
Now, you are raising funds, not only just for your own charity, but you're also helping other charities as well, other cerebral palsy charities, but you've got one big thing that you're raising money for, and as you mentioned earlier, for the respite home.
Yes, it's a school and respite care facility center. That is our main ultimate objective, which we're continually working towards, and hoping, you know, one day that we will achieve that goal. But in the meantime, we do, you know, we support as many organizations that share our values and our passion, because we also need to learn. I mean, there's so much that we have to learn about, you know, about care, about the way things are run, about what works, what doesn't work. And the only way to really learn is from people that are actually doing it. I mean, I really, really do believe that. So I try and really, we try and spend time, you know, with the homes involved, the people that are living with cerebral palsy, the carers, the people running them. There's just, you know, there's always something to learn, always.
Now, we keep mentioning the respite home. I'm not sure if people are fully aware of exactly what that is, but basically it's a place, it's, I would think, for the carers and the parents just to get a bit of a break.
Yes, absolutely. It's, you know, families that are living with a child that has cerebral palsy, you know, it's 24/7 care. It's not like, you know, when you have a two-year-old and you can leave the child with a nanny. You can't just leave your cerebral palsy five-year-old with a nanny because it requires specialized care. And, you know, so those families, they need relief. You know, they need a weekend now and then. They need to have a break for themselves to still invest in their marriages. And other relationships, and there's nothing, a lot of people feel guilty about that, you know, they just feel like it's their child and their lives have to, you know, be obsessed with that. It's not healthy, you know, everybody needs time out for themselves as well, whether you're a mother or a father or a brother or a sister. So we want to provide that kind of, you know, of opportunities where people can do that without feeling, you know, worried that they're not in the right care, that, you know, that they know there's just a qualified nurse or a qualified caregiver that knows what to do in the case of an emergency or can provide the special care required for that specific individual.
So how far are you towards this, and what can we as the public do to help you, Kerry?
Look, I'd like to think we're not very far, but I know there's a lot of work that needs to be done. And the important thing to me is that we're continually working towards that goal. You know, there isn't like, I can't say that next year this time I'd love to have the school built. I would love to, but practically it doesn't work because, you know, everything costs money, whether you like it or not.
Unfortunately.
But the good news is that everybody can help. Everybody, you know, people with money can help. People with time can help. There's just so much that needs to be done, you know. Obviously, one of the big things we need is a sponsor for the land to build a school and respite care facility on. But we also need lots of corporate sponsorship, you know, for people to look at maybe using us as a social responsibility angle. Sponsorships on little things, you know, like shirts, gazebos, hospitality at events, those kinds of things. We need more people to get involved in our events, you know, cyclists, volunteers, walkers. There's lots of things. And there's also, you know, individual cases that we often ask for sponsorship for. Like at the moment, there's a little girl that lives in Cape Town that, you know, she lives with a single mom who's struggling, and she is in desperate need of a specialized walker that costs over 40,000 rand. And one of our big goals this year is to get her that walker. So we're looking for people that can help towards the sponsorship of that walker in any way that they can. There's always different, you know, if people want to help, getting in touch with us and say to us, I want to help in this way, like, you know, I've got time, or I'd like to get involved in this kind of event, or this is the knowledge I have. And obviously later on at different stages there'll be a need for different kind of help. Like we need to get carers involved, we need to get therapists involved and doctors and all sorts, you know. But for the time being, I think it's very open to the public because anyone can really help at this stage.
And how do they get in touch with you? Carrie, via your website?
Yes, absolutely, via our website or our Facebook page.
And the Facebook page is what?
It's Imagine Charity SA.
Imagine Charity SA. And the website is imaginecharity.com. Okay, so it's pretty simple. They can find you there. I'll give those details out again. But, Carrie, I think you are doing amazing work, and long may it last, and all strength to you in this. Thank you very much for your time this evening.
Thank you very much. May I please give a shout-out? Because if I don't, I might get killed.
Absolutely. You're very welcome.
I'd like to give a shout-out to all the nurses out there that are taking care of the sick and needy, that dedicate their lives to taking care of our fellow human beings. A special shout out to the nurses at Westville Hospital and Shona Hawley, who I know are doing an excellent job.
Aren't they just amazing nurses? They're very underappreciated, I think, a lot of the time.
Absolutely underappreciated.
So I'm very glad you did that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Carrie. Have a great rest of the evening.
Thank you.
And thanks so much. Good night to you.
Bye.
Carrie Hawley and her husband Robert founded the Imagine Charity. And if you'd like to find out more about cerebral palsy or if you'd like to assist the charity in any way, you can go to the website. It's imaginecharity.com or the Facebook page is Imagine Charity SA.